Take just a couple minutes to get the sound right, and then I think we'll be ready. Okay, folks, it's my great pleasure to present to you Sonny Treadway from Deerfield Beach on the steel guitar. He plays gospel music. The church that he belongs to, which is the short name for the church, is the Jewel Dominion. It's found in several of the states in the United States. And in that church, the steel guitar, electric steel guitar, is the main instrument, and it's used to drive the service. It's a Pentecostal church, and so as you might know about Pentecostal churches, they're very strongly music-driven. The music really drives this church. I can see that we have some people out there with that experience. And Sonny played for and learned a lot from a fellow named Bishop Lorenzo Harrison, who has since passed, who was the head of the Jewel Dominion churches. And Sonny played the regular Spanish neck guitar for him. He was also the chief steel player, and Sonny played for him and traveled with him for about 3 years, I believe. Sonny lives down in Deerfield Beach, where his wife is a pastor of the church and a bishop in the organization. And he makes up a lot of his own tunes, and the ones he doesn't make up, he also plays standard hymns and spirituals, but he has his own way of doing them, his own way of tuning guitar. He might even retune today as he plays, change the tuning for some numbers. Sonny, what do you have for us first?
Well, I think I'll play Amazing Grace first.
Amazing Grace, everybody knows that one. All right. And helping him out is Jason Atkins Tufts from the 34th Street Klezmer Band. They just met. They have never played together before. So let's give them a big hand of support.
Get it hard. You gotta give me some push. Loud, yeah. Do it like you're playing for a million people. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Louder. You gotta give it to me. Come on, push me. Nope, just straight. I want a loud, hard beat. You got it? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Louder. I got to get him warmed up. Come on. Louder. There you go. That's what I want to hear right there. Okay, you ready?
Thank you.
Ready? We got the same beat. Well, my next tune's gonna be I Learn How to Lean and Depend on Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. Tune gonna be Jesus at the cross. Thank you.
Got about one more for us, Sonny? Yep. All right. What's it going to be?
Just something I'm making up. Just
all
making
right.
it up. Cool?
No name for it yet. Thank you. Okay, Sonny Treadway from Deerfield Beach, Florida. Thanks a lot, Sonny. And let's hear it for Jason, too. All right.
Bob didn't mention, but the tape that was produced from the research with the Sacred Steel guitarist is for sale on the back porch of the auditorium. If you're interested in this particular tradition, the liner notes give further context to this musical tradition, and it is available for sale here at the Folk Festival.
You just didn't get the beat. Powerful.
The Caribbean connection has always been a strong influence in Florida. And we are setting up our stage for our Haitian storyteller. Those of you who have been coming to the festival for many years will recognize this person because she's long been one of our storytellers here at the festival, and we're always so pleased when she's able to come back. Quite often in the Haitian stories, we have two figures that are central, and that's Buki and Malice. Now, I don't know if she will be telling any of the Buki and Malice stories today, but Buki was always kind of the stupid figure, and Malice was always there to help straighten Buki out. So I don't know if Buki and Malice will be part of this afternoon's storytelling segment, but you are in for quite a wonderful treat with Lillianne when she comes to the stage. We'll need about a few minutes to change the stage, but let me talk to you just briefly about the apprenticeship program that has also been highlighted here at the festival, because following Lillianne, we'll have Eddie Keeney, who is an Irish fiddler, and he has been one of the master artists in the Florida Folklife Apprenticeship Program, and he will be appearing here with his apprentice. Her name is Jane Scott, and they will be doing some Irish fiddling and some couples dance demos. If you haven't visited the apprenticeship area, it's to your right in the Crafts Village, the air-conditioned Crafts Village, and we've had wonderful apprentices and their masters there all this week. The marimba player was not able to appear earlier because of the rain, but he is there in that area. And if you miss that and you would like to talk with him and find out more about that particular tradition, please visit with them in the area before we close, because the apprenticeship area will close down about 5 o'clock. And so we always hate to see the festival come to a close, but it is a Sunday, and things in some of the areas do start packing up before we go on to our other scheduled performances. This stage does convert to a dance stage at 5 o'clock. We will be having some contras and squares, and the dances go on here with, I believe we've got 3 or 4 different types of dance groups scheduled. If you'll look at your schedule on page 14, you can see that at 5 o'clock, the contras and squares start, and then from 5:45 to 7:15, we will have Irish dancing, and then from 7:15 to 7:45, there will be a Cajun dance workshop followed with dancing, Cajun dancing, gumbo limbo, and then in the evening from 9 to about 10:30, a calypso group will be here. Now, also look on your program. We've had some new things offered at the festival this year at midnight, and I believe those have been quite popular. And again, tonight at midnight, there will be a midnight drum circle at the River Gazebo. So that's also something you might want to note and take part in. The Folklife area has been the highlighted area at the festival this year, as always, showcasing the many different cultural traditions that we have in Florida. And we still do have some interviews going on in the Folklife area, which is to your left over here at the Nellie Bly's Kitchen area. The folk artists are inside the Nellie Bly's Kitchen area, still with their crafts and demonstrating and talking with our festival audience. If you have not gone by there, I encourage you to do that as well.
I think it might sound better if we just mic it on the back.
Oh, okay.
The piano itself.
Oh, okay. Oh, we can pop that?
No, no voice?
No voice.
You sure?
Yeah. No voice.
Okay.
All right.
Right now on the Folklife narrative stage, the Junkanoo's Review, a parade tradition, also showcasing some of our Caribbean influences. They are being interviewed. And then at 4 o'clock, Curly Deacle, Cracker Whipmaker, will also be interviewed. So if you have not been to the other area that's also a part of this folklife area that we're calling our theme this year, South of the South, Florida being the southernmost state in the South, and also showing our Latin American influences and our Southern European influences, I encourage you to at least spend a short time and go to the folklife area.
Excuse me.
You ready?
Oh,
you're not playing. Okay, I was just told that the interviews are happening on schedule, but the Junkanoo's are not there, but Curly Deacle will be there at 4 o'clock for the narrative interview area.
Okay. Okay, great. And your name?
My name is Ernst.
Your name is?
Ernst. Ernst. Ernst will be introducing our next performer, Lillian Luis, our Haitian storyteller, which we're so glad is here. And if you will welcome to the stage Lillian and Ernst, please.
Are we having a good time? A lot of good music. Usually, I know most of you already know Miss Lillian. She's been here quite a time, and she invited me to support her in that beautiful thing, atmosphere we're having here. Haiti is full of music. When you see a Haitian, you see music. And I don't know, the best way I can introduce Miss Lillian is by playing one song for her. And for all of you, can you enjoy it? And just relax and enjoy that beautiful, one of the best ballads of Haitian music. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to welcome you to Miss Lillian Willis.
Thank you, Ernst, for that unusual introduction. Okay, quick. Oh, who teach you how to answer crack? Did I teach you that? All right. Now, you know I cannot start a story by telling you creek and then you say crack and I start the story. That's not the way it goes. Number one, you have to beg for the story. If you don't beg for the story, I'm not going to tell you any story. Now, you have to know too. When I finish the story, I usually say, they kick me. And here I am to tell you the story. That you know the story end, because you guys, I heard you telling stories. You tell beautiful stories. But you don't finish them by saying, they kick you and here you are to tell the story. Your stories always live, they live happy after. Not in my stories. They don't always live happy after. Okay, now, you know the story of Bookie and Malice, some of you, because you heard me telling the stories of Bookie and Malice. You have to know Bookie is a bad boy. He does a lot of things that's wrong. I will tell you a very short story of Bookie, because today, I didn't plan to tell you a story of Bookie, but I will tell you a small story of Bookie, because Bookie is the essence of folktales in Haiti. If you go to Haiti, you call somebody Bookie, that person is going to be offended because Bookie is a bad boy, stupid. And you're not supposed to say Bookie to a person. Okay, that's Bookie. And Malice is a smart fellow, of course. Okay? Now, you know in Haiti, there is a lot of folk, leaf medicine, and things like that. So the story I'm going to tell you will reflect the culture of the country. Okay? And then, that's a short story, okay? And then I'll tell you another story that's more lively, that can have dancing in it, and in fact, we will have people dancing before the end of the story, before I come back and tell you, they kicked me, and here I am to tell you the story. Quick! All right, you see that Bookie is so stupid. I'm sorry to say that word so many times. But you see, he loves to eat meat, and he will do anything to have a piece of meat. But one day, that the mother was very sick, and Malice could not go to the market and leave Bookie in the house like that. So he told Bookie, Bookie, I need you to help me. He said, what it is, are you going to give me a nice piece of meat? Malice said, yes, I'm going to go to the market and I will get you back a nice piece of meat. But what I want you to do for me is take care of mother, because mother is very sick and I don't want anything to happen to mother. So Bookie said, don't you worry, Malice, I can take care of mother too, because that mother is my mother too. So Bookie was left there to take care of mother. So as Malice left and he was very happy, he said, Malice should get me a nice piece of meat. So let me give a nice bath to mother. So he went outside. He got all kind of leaves, you know, papaya leaves to relax mother, citrus leaves that smell good, soursop leaves, and all those leaves that make you sleep and relax well when you're sick. So he was going to give a nice bath to mother. So he got all the leaves and he boiled them. And they were boiling hot, and the whole village was smelling good with those leaves that were being boiled for the bath, for mother's bath. Okay. So, Bookie got a big container. They call that a grommel. It's a big container made of wood. And Bookie put the hot boiling water in that big wood container, and he dragged it in the mother's womb. In the small little room where they live in one room house. So he dragged the water right there, and he got the water right in front of mother, and he said, Madish is going to share my smart Bookie, and he's going to give me a nice piece of meat. I'm going to give a nice bath to mother. So The water was hot boiling, and he got mother from the bed, and he threw mother in the water. And mother went, eee! And mother stayed like that in one position. So Bookie took mother, washed mother, and took mother on a wheelchair and put a nice white gown on mother. And mother stayed like that. And Bookie put a pipe in mother's mouth, and Bookie said, that's a cachimbo. Because they call a pipe a cachimbo. So Bookie looked at the window, and he saw that Malish was coming, so he went down the road, and he said, Malish, Malish, you should see mother is nice, and you can give me a nice piece of meat because mother smells good. I give a nice bath to mother. So when Malice got inside, Malice saw mother. Malice said, Bookie, you kill mother. Bookie said, no. Mother is only happy and mother is all smile. So the whole village came, and when they touched mother, they find out that mother was dead. So they beat up on Bookie because Bookie was too stupid. They beat up on Bookie, they beat up on him. And as they were beating up on him, I heard him yelling. I went to see what was wrong. They kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story. Quick. Okay, I'm going to tell you another story that happened long, long, long time in Haiti. In a village. In that village, they have a king. And the king was getting really old. And the king had two sons. One of the sons was married. That was the second son. He was married. But the first one, his name was Kinam Kinam. Kinam Kinam is like I would say my, my in English. That means everything is my. Kinam Kinam. This is a Creole word. Kinam. If you go to Haiti, you took something and you say Kinam. That means that's my. Okay, that's the Creole word for my. And society people who live in the north call things kinam. That's in my thing. So that first prince, his name was Kinam. And the king was getting old. So he said to Kinam, Kinam, it's time for you to get married. And Kinam didn't want to get married. The cousin, you know, were visiting the palace all the time to see if their cousin, the prince, would marry one of the cousins. Kinam didn't want to get married. All the time, Kinam never wanted to get married. So, one day, they were after him to get married. So he said, I'm tired of you asking me to get married. I'm going to live far away in the mountain. And he went there, and they built him a nice other little place, and he felt there comfortable. He had plenty maids, and he was eating well, and he didn't want to see any girls coming to bother him. That he didn't want it. So as the king was getting really old, so one day he asked them to take him up there, the mountain where Kinam lived, and they took him on a horse, and rop, 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 they got where the prince was living, where Kinam Kinam was living. And when he got there, he said, listen, Kinam Kinam, I'm getting old. And if I died and you're not married, the kingdom is going to your younger brother because your younger brother is married. So it's about time you get married. Okay. He said, okay, father, I will get married. And then right away, the servant started to look for a wife for Kinam Kinam. The first nice, beautiful girls came. And then they were to announce the girl to Kinam Kinam, who was upstairs in his beautiful home. And they said, there is a girl, Kinam Kinam. So every time I say like that, you say Kinam Kinam. There is a girl. Kinam, Kinam. She's beautiful. Kinam, Kinam. She smells good. Kinam, Kinam. She has long hair. And Kinam Kinam answered, I don't want her. Let her go back. I don't want to see her. Well, they couldn't find a girl for Kinam Kinam. Now a next girl came and same thing started again. And they started to sing to the prince. This is another cousin. She's beautiful. She loves you. Get married to her. and kidnap. I don't want her. Make her go away. I don't want to marry her. Well, this thing was going on and on and on, and kidnap was not getting married. 2-3 days, all the beautiful girls, all the cousins came. They dressed nice, long dress. Nobody came. But you see, where kidnap was living, in front of the nice house where he was living, that was the road where all the peasants passed with their market product on top of their head. Very elegant. They used to go down to the market to sell. So, as the girls were passing and they were seeing those beautiful girls from town come into the village to visit the prince, one of them who was selling charcoal, she was all ugly and very dirty with charcoal all over her. You know, she was a nice girl, but with all that charcoal and so dirty, she looks really ugly. So she got there, and she put her charcoal down from her head. She put it down. She said, let me go and see what's going on. And she went up there. And as she was getting up there, and the servant saw her, and they said, this is an ugly girl. Kinam, she's ugly. Kinam, she smells bad. Kinam. Oh, right away the prince said, let her come up. Kinam, I like her. Kinam, make her come upstairs. Kinam. Oh. No, my prince. Kinam, she is ugly. She smells bad. She has laces in her hair. Let her come up. The prince again. Let her come up. Let her come up. She's the one I want. Oh, they got her up there. And when the prince saw her, the prince said, that's the girl I want. So, the prince said, I want her to be ready tomorrow for the wedding. Right away. They call on the magician. They call on the beautician. They call on the dressmaker. They wash her. They clean her. They put perfume. By the time the girl was ready, her skin looked like velvet. She smelled good. She got long hair. And she was so beautiful. And the prince and the king and all the cousin comes. And that's how they started to have a beautiful wedding for the girl who sells charcoal. Now, when the prince saw that, the prince said, I'm going to be happy forever. Remember I said that my story never ends like that. Now, my story is not finished yet. I just want to show to you how the whole village came and danced on that day. So now you're going to see them who come from the whole village and they dance all night long. And after they finish to dance, I'll come and finish the story.
Les deux, nous voulons s'en faire des paroles. Moi, le pas facile, mais c'est ça, j'ai pour nous passer. Oui, c'est pour réveiller. Non, j'y t'en garde, on y est pas bien. Sacrifice. Oui, n'a pas l'autre moyen. Passons de l'eau, n'a j'ai aucun dit, ou elle ou pour travail. A
travailler pour ma vie en société, pour que nous pour s'en
dire,
pour
s'en dire, pour s'en dire, pour s'en dire, pour s'en dire, pour yo société, comme tout le monde fait yo, ni garçon ni femme, si nous arrivons là, nous qu'a dit bon Dieu, nous j'ai fait vrai.
Ça va dire
qu'on va dire
yo société, pour que tout le monde s'en dise, nous c'est vrai. Et dans son, on a gagné bon, s'en dit dans misère, ça
va dire. Yo société, qui pas qu'un préjugé, mais ça va.
I saw people were dancing like that. So I came to be part of the music and part of the dancing and part of the wedding and part of this festivity. But you know what happened? When they saw me, they kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story.
Wasn't that beautiful? And I want to say thank you to Miss Lillian for giving me the opportunity to participate in this. Thank you very much.
Thanks again, Lillian. Thank you very much. And thank you for sharing the Buki and Mali stories. They've always been my favorite. Wasn't that wonderful? Well, we are switching to yet another tradition. Florida has been home to so many different cultural groups. We've just heard from some of the influences that our Caribbean neighbors have given us. We will be going to the Irish influences that are very much a part of Florida as well. Florida has been a state that has attracted many people from many different lands, and we have been showcasing these traditions here today in this Folklife Area stage. While we're setting up the stage, I would like to give you a little bit of information about our next person. And I also am going to ask you to please help us by helping us to rearrange the stage. We will be doing some couples dance demonstrations, and you will be involved as dancers. Could we have you move all the chairs so they're around the outside of the stage? This would help us. Thank you. This is great. If we'll just put all the chairs around the outside of the stage, this will be perfect. While they're setting up the stage, let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about Eddie Keeney. Eddie Keeney has been the master artist in our Folklife apprenticeship program. He was born in the 20s. Outside of County Donegal in Ireland. And if you're familiar with Ireland, you'll know that the County Donegal was very respected for its tweed weavers. And his family was also worked in this particular industry. And he practiced the trade as well as a young man. He learned to play the fiddle from his father and his older brother and other local players. When he was quite young, his brother gave him a tin fiddle to practice on, and he later traded that in for a wooden one, and he started playing in some of the local dance bands. In the 40s, Keeney moved to New York City, and while his family responsibilities necessitated a day job, he still continued to play and became widely recognized and respected for his Irish playing in New York as well. And he was very much a part of the Irish community there in New York. And although at this time his repertoire expanded, he still continued to play the old Irish house tunes that he learned back in his youth. Now, he's now since retired. He lives in Newport Richey, and he has a lot more time to devote to his music as well as to passing on the tradition. And we're pleased this year that he has chosen to work with Jane Wells Scott as his apprentice. And she comes from a Southern family with Irish roots. She learned her first Irish songs from her mother. She took up the fiddle in about 1985, and she turned to Irish music shortly thereafter. And she studied with many different fiddle masters. She attended the Willie Clancy Summer School in Ireland. But she has been linked up through the apprenticeship program with Eddie Keeney, and she's been very excited about that. She's been learning some new techniques from him, such as embellishments and bowing that are characteristic of the Irish fiddling. So we're very pleased that we're going to have them on our stage this afternoon, and it's my understanding that we will be doing some couples dancing. Is that right? Okay, that's great. I'm going to ask that you join with me in welcoming them to the stage, and then I'm going to turn this over to our apprentice to do some explanations. We're so pleased that you're here at the Folklife Area stage.
The caller gets this microphone.
Okay.
We weren't really sure how we were going to do this, play and dance too. So I'll tell you a little bit about the two dances that we chose to do. Part of Eddie's experience in his fiddling has been to play for dances. He's always done that. And I'll let him tell you a little bit about it. And the two dances that we're going to show you, and we'll start with one and demonstrate it and have some people get out on the floor and try doing it, and then we'll play the music for you and see how you do.
Well, talking isn't really my thing, but it's going to be my thing for a couple of minutes. We're going to do a little demonstration of how Irish people danced in Ireland in their own homes and at their own parties. And a couple of the dances that they usually done was the Irish Highland Fling. And the Irish Highland Fling, some people know it. They know it to sing it, to play it, but not many people know to dance it. So that's the first tune we're going to play today as a Highland Fling. And then we are going to show you. We are not dance experts of any type, but anyway, we can show you how this really can be done. So first of all, I think we'll play an Irish Highland Fling, and then we will go out, and Jane and myself, and we will show you how to dance the Highland Fling, and Gordon will play it for us, all right? And the name of this tune is, the first tune is Orange and Blue, a very simple little Highland Fling. So that is the tune we're going to dance to. It's a very simple, old-fashioned Donegal Irish tune, Orange and Blue. So we're going to leave it now with Scott here, and he's going to do this on the mandolin. Am I right?
That's right.
And you and I are going to dance it.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Okay. How many couples now can we get up and do that little piece of a dance? Okay, we have a couple down here, and there's one there. So we'll get as many couples as we can to come out on the floor. And now we got everything under control. We all got all the fine dancers, and you just can't. If you notice, when we started to dance this dance, we started to do it a simple way first, and then we did a little bit extra the second time. And now we got John and Kathy. We can't go wrong from now on. I saw you on television a few weeks ago playing with the Tampa Orchestra. The Florida Orchestra, yes. yeah, there you were, as plain as could be. Very good. So anyway, we're going to do this dance now again, and I'm going to put this back on a stand, and I'm going to ask Scott to join in. All right? That was very, very good. And now we're going to go. Are we going to go on to the other dance?
Let's go ahead and play.
One more time. All right. Now we're going to do this one more time. And we're going to split the dancers and put half to this side and half on the other side. And then we are going to dance down the middle. That's wonderful. All right. Okay, Jane, you can get back here and we'll start. We'll do that one more time. We'll down the hall this time. Thank you.
Okay, now that took 15 minutes. So now we're ready for the last dance. The second one, the corner race. Tell me the two. Okay.
Now this time we're going to change and do another little Irish dance. Hello, John. We're going to do another Irish dance this time. And this dance, the name of this dance is the Corn Rigs. It's an old Donegal dance. It's been danced for many, many a year. So we do the Corn Rigs this time. First of all, we'll play it. Will we play it ourselves first? First of all, we'll play it, and then we'll come out and we'll demonstrate it the same as we did the Irish Highland before. Now we're going to play it. Okay. All right, I'll leave Jane out here, and she'll show you how to do it a little bit. Maybe John there would be a help out. Okay. First of all, now we're going to play this tune, and then we'll get up and we'll demonstrate it. What is she doing now? Okay. All right. Do it.
That's pretty slow.
Okay.
What did she do? She's not twisting her thing.
She's showing the easy way to do it. Jane!
That's all right.
I was going to say, we'll play it. You should play it.
We're going to give it a chance.
Let's play a little bit.
Want to tire you out too much.
Now.
So now I'm going to leave it all up to Scott and we'll go down the middle again.
Okay, here we go. Thank you.
No, we want to go ahead and play it for them. Yeah, let's play the tune. What happened to your chair, dear?
I don't know.
Now we're ready to play this tune one more time. And we want to see everybody try to do what we've done before. All cry. We all play together. At least 4 or 5 times. All right? Now we will give you a break, let you sit down, and we'll play a couple of tunes, and we'll do the Irish Highland again, all right, after that.
Just give them a couple, you got to give them a couple of mazurkas, and then I'll dance, have a slow waltz, have a slow dance. We can play mazurka.
We will play mazurka for you, which you can dance a waltz to, if you don't know the exact steps of the mazurka. So we'll just play for you a mazurka, all right?
You want to show the steps, you just want to play it up here?
No.
Okay. You want to just start the songs? Do three, yeah. Do the three. Do the three, two, and two, and two. Three mazurkas, all in D.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we'll give you
one more, okay?
One more, and this time now we'll do the Highland Fling and see how many people remembered it, okay? A Highland Fling this time, and we'll see how many people remembered it.
The High Pocket Fling. The first one. Isn't it the first one? Just move out of here. Okay, here we go. Three times through and we're done.
Yeah, we'll just do the half and the floor together.
Y'all put, what key is it in? That'd be nice.
G.
G?
G, D, all D.
Dog.
I think that's the end of our little demonstration, I understand.
Good job, Eddie. Way to go.
If we can get everyone to sit down, we have yet another group to follow. Our thanks go to Eddie Keeney, the Irish fiddler, and his apprentice, Jane Scott, as well as the Shamrocks. Okay, we're switching out our stage, and we will be welcoming in a few minutes Shanobar, a Middle Eastern music and dance group.
Today.